Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 701. I am your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged kitty cat, is staying warm downstairs, I believe. Laying on the shag carpet, the shag rug I have down there. He'll probably come up here at some point. It is Saturday as I'm recording this, and 3:30 p.m.-ish. During the snow apocalypse. I don't know what the term they're actually calling this storm, but it is a shit storm of a lot of snow here south of us. There's ice, and by the time I post this, I might not have power. I might have to. Well, of course, that posting this will be difficult to do. I guess I could maybe. I'll upload the file to my HostGator account right after recording this. So I could, if need be, tomorrow. I don't think we're probably at real risk here losing power. Unfortunately, people to the south, with the ice hitting, that's a real, real, real problem. If it should come to that and I'm freezing, I will have to... whip out the laptop and hopefully there's enough charge on it that I can do a hotspot with my phone and then upload it via that way to the interwebs. So if you're listening to this and there's power outages in Washington, Missouri, know that I'm wrapped in like layers of blankets on a laptop running a hotspot through my phone. Agent Fox Mulder will be wrapped up with me. I'm going to take care of my buddy. And, if we have to set a fire in here, well, we'll do what we have to do. I'm pretty, pretty confident that's not going to happen here. Hopefully not. I think we're just going to get a fuck ton of snow. It's already been quite a bit out there. This dystopian, if there wasn't enough going on in this dystopian world, we got, the Gestapo running the streets, executing people, ICE. We got ICE, Nazi force, immigration enforcement officers, right? That's what they call themselves. And we got literal ICE coming. It's just a shit time to be here. Yeah, trying to stay warm as I don't know what the... I'm looking at KSDK's website, Channel 5, if you're from the, St. Louis area-ish. And right now, what they have said for... This is supposed to be live updates. I don't know. St. Louis forecast, significant snow and dangerous cold this weekend. Weather impact alert now into Monday morning for bitter cold, wind chills, and accumulating snow. Some locations may receive more than a foot of snow, I drive a Mini Cooper. That's going to mean I'm not driving anywhere. the high for tomorrow is 16 with a low of -1, and the wind chill is going to make it feel, it's 8 mph winds tomorrow. Oh, I'm surprised it's that low. It's going to feel like way in the negative, I would imagine, as right now we're just a lot of snow. I don't know. I can't really see. I thought this would be a little bit more detailed. It does not appear to be. I don't know how much has accumulated as of yet. I presume that my work will probably not close on Monday, though I highly doubt I'll be able to make it to work. But oh, I got this cough going on. I think I'm gonna have to use some sick time. Yeah, Yeah, it's going to affect me for Monday for sure. Yeah, it seems unlikely that they're going to do much to my road. They rarely ever, the HOA here does not like to pay to have the street cleared, which is great because, you know, that's why I pay an HOA fee every month is, you know, one of the big reasons is so they'll do that. It's kind of hit or miss whether or not they will actually do that. And if they do, then they'll probably charge me extra for that after the winter is over. So that's fun to look forward to. kind of hope they don't don't clear it. As I'm not gonna do any shoveling of snow until maybe tomorrow. I know that it's supposed to the worst of the snow here is supposed to hit, like I think overnight today and like into tomorrow into Sunday. So by the time I post this, you know, I might be out there shoveling. We'll see what happens. I did my grocery shopping already for the week. I'm hunkering down and not looking forward to driving out in it. As I'm pretty sure it's going to be cold all like next week. This shit's not going to be going anywhere for a while, so you know, hopefully, you know, I'm able to get to work at some point. I kind of need the money. And I get a little stir crazy sitting here at home. I've got plenty to keep me busy. Like, boredom's not really a problem, but it's hard to, you know, I need to do physical things and be outside a little bit. You know, I've been getting back into running. I have had 3 weeks, straight weeks now where I've had 3 days of running. I had put in like 9 miles this week. I did like 11 miles last week, 9 the previous week. You know, I'm up in my game. Doing like 3 miles at a chunk, up to 5 miles. And, you know, I put on a lot of weight in the last like 4 months, a good like 14 pounds or so. It's fucking, it's bad. As, yeah, I'm trying to shed that and just get in better shape so I can have better, just having that, all that extra weight just makes me more tired. And my pants are barely fitting at this point. It's not a pleasant thing. oh, here's a live drive around snowy conditions in the metro area. Please don't play the sound. Oh yeah, we don't need the sound. I just need visuals. This woman was just standing outside and it's snowing. I was hoping to see the drive. Just just give me like a dash cam. Damn it. I feel like it's a good chance my job will shut down for Monday. Because I highly doubt anybody's going to show up. There's going to be like, there's, you know, a few people that'll show up. They got the massive trucks that, you know, the four wheel drive and, will be there regardless. But again, there's already a fuck ton of, snow out there. I'm trying to see. Yeah, 12,000 flights canceled. There's power outages, extreme cold, and 12,000 flights canceled as days long winter storm hits. 12,000 flights. That's fucking nuts. So I guess my sister might be having some downtime as well. She's a flight attendant, so that. Hopefully she's, I imagine she's hopefully somewhere warm at the moment. Let's see here. A huge days-long winter storm is trekking across the U.S., threatening to bring snow, sleet, ice, bone-chilling temperatures, and extensive power outages. Dallas flights cancellations, power outages, and states of emergencies across large parts of the U.S. marked, this article, I guess, is coming from Dallas. Marked the beginning of a huge days-long winter storm threatening to bring snow, sleet, ice, bone-chilling temperatures to about half the population this week. And that's, you know, there's what, 350 million people in the U.S.? So-ish. So that's a lot of people. That's not, I don't feel like this is all that. I mean, it's not looking good so far. I hear Ted Cruz is back in a warm area, at least, you know, the senator from Texas As last I heard, he was in Laguna Beach, California. As last time Texas was hit with an awful winter storm like this, was it 2021 or whatever it was, where people lost power due to ice? And, of course, he went to, it was Mexico. It was Cancun. I think he went to Cancun, if I remember correctly. As, you know, he said he was doing the best thing he could as a father to make sure his kids, you know, stayed warm. Well, the state and his, you know, the people that elected him to office were struggling. As, you know, that's just a funny side note now. Like, that's the least of worries, the least of corruption as far as politicians are concerned these days. as I'm trying to get, I want to see, like, how much, damn it. I don't need the audio. I don't think that picked up, that might have. Or not. I don't think the recording. I hear it in my ears, but I don't think as far as the recording. It doesn't look like it's spiked over there. Well, it does look like my set. You know, I probably could raise the levels on this a little bit now that I'm looking over. I very rarely look at the recording to make sure it's still going. It's not a good habit to get into. And see how my levels are. But I think it's all right. I've upped it a little bit now. I'm getting right into the mic. But yeah, I don't see. This is. This article was updated at 9:15 a.m. this morning, so it's an old article. But Five on Your Side Chief Meteorologist Scott Connell says most of the St. Louis metro area can expect double digits of snowfall through the weekend, with Saturday bringing 1 to 3 inches, so not bad today to most areas, but Saturday night, and especially very early Sunday, close to 8 to 10 additional inches can be expected. I mean, that's a lot to take in, if you know what I'm saying. That could hurt. 8 to 10 inches. You better at least spit on it. Just saying. but you can smash some cans with it. Scott says that as early as 6 a.m. Saturday, areas to the west, well, this is already passed, areas to the west and south of St. Louis could see the first snowflakes. Yeah. This, they didn't bother to update that part. Yeah, I'm trying to look for, like, what's actually, where, you know, what's the actual accumulation and whatnot. Maybe KMOV has got better shit going on here. We're not, you know? This is updated 8 hours ago. Yeah, still not helping much. As, God damn it. The ads on these websites and their fucking audio. Just coming out of the gate. Coming out swinging. With the loud-ass ads. Anyway, yeah, I guess that's about all I can. Yeah, getting pretty much the same shit from all of the websites here. There is a Blues game tonight. I didn't realize that till earlier. I watched the game last night. Didn't realize they had back-to-back games. As I'm going to venture to guess, I'm calling it now, that they're probably not making the playoffs. Which is sad, you know. I guess it's still possible mathematically, but I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it. Which I hope, you know, makes it to where at least the tickets are cheaper, because I still like going to the Blues games, even if they're not, you know, a playoff contender. I just like the event of going to a game. We'll see what happens with that, as they're playing the LA Kings at home, which I was saying earlier while I was playing some games with some friends, saying, like, well, maybe they'll do it outside. Weather's just right. not that they can just decide to play a game outside, but as opposed, like, it killed me. The Winter Classic this season was in Florida. What the fuck is the point of that? An outdoor game in Florida for the Winter Classic. If there's not a worse location, although I don't know, I think Florida's still pretty warm right now. Just thinking, well, maybe they're getting hit with some ice too. But I don't think so. Guess they could have done it in Texas this year and just waited for the storm to hit. But yeah, when I see Winter Classic, you know, it was cool to watch the game last season at Wrigley Field, because I mean, Wrigley Field's just, you know, a historic stadium. And I mean, it was nice and cold in there, and also plus the Blues did win by a lot that game. They kicked the shit out of Chicago. There was a different team last season. Ish. There was like two or three guys different. But apparently that was all that needed. As that might have been like around the start of their big win streak last season. I don't remember. I think it was during at least their win streak. Somewhere in there. As I want to say that was... was that New Year's Eve? I feel like that might have been. I don't know when the... Anyway, I really dig the Winter Classic jerseys from last season, which seemed to be a bit divisive. I like the look of them. I got the Bennington jersey of the Winter Classic, and yeah, as man, I would still, I've said this before, and I just I would hope that the PWHL, the Women's Hockey League, Professional Women's Hockey League, I think that's what that stands for. I could be wrong on that. But I hope one day that they get a team in St. Louis and just, you know, play it like, well, I don't really care what, if it's the Enterprise Center or not, just to be able to go watch hockey for cheaper, you know, score tickets easier, like on the glass, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like, although I would imagine, I think St. Louis would have a lot of people show up for women's hockey. As you know, there's such big Blues fans, and regardless of if the team's doing well or not, I mean, people show up at the Enterprise Center. I feel like there'd be a lot of people to go watch women's hockey. But that being said, you know, it would give great opportunity to possibly, I think, get more reasonable prices for seats on the glass, and I would totally go watch the PWHL. Unfortunately, I missed it. They had a game in St. Louis last season. I think it was in March sometime. I don't think they're doing that this season. I haven't noticed one, but I don't remember if it was on the weekend or not. It might have been during the week, which sucks. I can't really go do that unless I take a day off work. Which, you know, I did take a day off this season. Or coming up in March, I've got a day scheduled off so I can go to the Star Wars Day at the Enterprise Center and get the Grogu bobblehead. So I'm excited for that. You know, the team may not be doing so hot then, but as they aren't now, it could be a very different team by then too. As I don't really sure when the trade deadline is, but there could be some big... I'm sure, like, right when before the trade deadline hits, there's going to be some big moves by the Blues. At least, like, one or two big moves. As, yeah, again, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, unfortunately. I mean, it'd be great if they had, like, a 2019 situation where they all of a sudden just somehow magically, you know, turn it on and go to the playoffs and, you know, just destroy in the playoffs. Of course, I mean, they went to game 7. I mean, it was great. Best season of hockey ever. I mean, holy fuck. Anyway, yeah, that's I'm just dreaming about Blues hockey. I am pretty set up right now though as far as the snow's concerned. Back to all of that. I was getting better, trying to get better at eating, because, you know, trying to get back into shape, but I feel like this is going to fuck me a little bit. I didn't buy a whole lot of sweets and shit, but I do have, like, some pizza rolls in the freezer, and just sitting inside, you know, with not much, well, I have plenty to do, I guess, but there's just, like, I'm just hungry. Like, what else am I going to do but, like, play video games, guitar, watch movies, and eat. Like, that's sort of, oh, and sleep. Sleep is, I've gotten a fair amount of that in already. I slept till like 10 a.m. today. I didn't want to get up, man. There's something weird. Like, I got, you know, this furnace that's, I guess, coming up on 2 years old that I've had it. So it's still fairly new. And I normally just run the heat pump all the time, and it heats the house fine. I don't know about, you know, how this stuff works. I forgot exactly how the heat pump works, but I know that when it gets extreme cold, that it's a good chance it's not going to work. I just went ahead and kicked on the emergency heat, so it's running strictly off the electricity. So my electric bill is going to be a little higher this month. But I did not want to fuck around with this extreme cold. But there's something different when it's running off the electricity as opposed to the heat pump. Like, I blacked out with sleeping both nights so far that I was running the emergency heat. Like, it somehow makes me way more tired. And maybe the running has something to do with it. Not sure. I've got the sink in my bathroom there running to, you know, it's a little past the drip. It's a little stream that's going to, you know, I run my water bill up, but I'm really paranoid that I'm going to have a, you know, burst pipe, which I imagine my homeowner's insurance would cover part of, like, you know, getting the pipes fixed. But I know that, especially if there's happens outside, if there's a burst pipe, man, wow, yeah, that shit cost a fortune to get fixed. So, and I want to be able to use my own bathroom, you know, to shit and piss. So that worries me. Like, I'm more worried about that, I think, than losing electricity. Like, losing electricity, I'm like, I got a lot of blankets. I got a lot of clothes. The cat and I will just, you know, use each other's body heat and we'll somehow survive for a couple of days. I'll just try to hopefully save the charge on my phone. I guess if all else fails, I could, you know, dig my way out of the driveway and then clear out the driveway, get the car running, and then turn the heat on in the car. And I think I've got I got a full tank of gas. I haven't done much driving since I filled the tank. So if need be, you know, we can survive in the car for a while until the power comes back on. So I got options. Just, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to sit in the garage with the car on. That's, you know, good way to kill yourself. So I'll have to dig out the driveway so I can get the car out there and then just sit in the car. And of course I'll bring Mr. Fox. I'll bring Agent Fox Mulder with me, and we'll chill out in the car. He'll get a nice little adventure. Though, you know, hopefully we're not there long, because, you know, he's going to have to shit at some point. And then, you know, so I don't want to have to bring his litter box plus food and water. So I haven't really put a whole lot of thought into the electricity thing. I think right now is when I'm putting the thought into it at this point. But, man, having the bathroom go out, you know, if the pipes burst, like, that's, oof. Oof, that just doesn't sound good. My neighbors right next to me, there's a different neighbor there now, but they had a pipe burst. I think it was last winter. Or maybe it was the winter before. I want to say it was last winter. My comprehension of time these days is a little off, since I'm so old. It all just kind of blends together after a while. they had their pipes burst, and it cost them, I don't remember, it was thousands of dollars to get that fixed. I don't remember how much he said it was to get it fixed. And he was renting, and yet he had to cough up, I think, all the money. I don't know. I bought, you know, it's going to be my problem if the pipes burst here. I know that. But I was thinking he said he had to pay for some reason, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me that, you know, you'd have to do that. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't have to deal with that. unfortunately, if it does rust, there's no getting around it. I'm paying for the pipes. So yeah, keep that water going. Hopefully it, that just sounds terrible. You know, the power outage will be awful too. There's no getting around that. And it sucks for, you know, all the people that are probably, you know, out in it. And, it's no bueno. No bueno. Unfortunately, I imagine, you know, people are going to die. Some people, I don't know about, you know, if you don't, if you're elderly and you have a lot of health issues. I mean, you don't have to be elderly to have health issues, but there's people that, you know, need power to be able to survive. You know, have to take dialysis or, you know, fucking, I guess, you know, having to deal with oxygen tanks and stuff. If you don't have enough oxygen tank, there's a lot of shit, and just not being able to get out of the house and get people to you, you know, I mean, that's a big problem. That's fucking sucks. But yeah, that's I'm getting a little stir crazy just like thinking about it and talking about it, like, god damn it, like, I wish it was just a normal day where I could, you know what, I'm going to go outside and go to the drive to the gas station. Like, that's, not being able to do that is just, which right now, if I really wanted to, it's not, I mean, it's bad out. Like, I wouldn't want to really want to drive my car on the street. There's enough snow, like, it's going to be a bit of a problem for me. I could do it. I would just have to clear my driveway and maybe part of the street. But it's not worth it. I don't, there's nothing I need outside. I find it's better, to wait on shoveling snow when there's a fuck ton of snow. Cause if you, you know, you shovel it there, though sometimes I like to do it multiple times just to make it a little bit easier. So it's not just an insane amount of fucking snow. My driveway's not that bad. If it was a bigger driveway, I probably would do multiple passes at shoveling, but I don't want the problem that when you shovel like multiple times that you can compact some of it, and if you don't get it completely off, you kind of create like ice patches. Don't want that. So I'm hoping, you know, one good pass. I do have some ice melt in a bag to throw on there, which that's another thing. I'm not crazy about throwing down salt or ice melt because that shit just doesn't go away. You got to clean that shit up afterwards, and it gets all over your vehicle. It's just not, just no good, which all the salt on the street, I mean, it's going to get on my car, but it needs a bath anyway. I haven't cleaned that fucker in a while. I definitely... Not fond of shoveling snow, but like I don't fuck around with it. Like I won't just try to drive over it, you know. As I know, a lot of people will just say fuck it and just keep driving over the snow until it just compounds into ice, and they'll try to find a way to get their vehicle out of it because they just don't want to shovel the snow. I'll go out there and shovel the fucking snow. You know, I'm driving a Mini Cooper. I need all the help I can get when driving in this shit. So. Which reminds me, if I do go anywhere, I'm going to have to put something, like a big toolbox or something in the back. Get some weight going on. I should have probably bought a new bag of litter. I got plenty of out in the garage, but I wouldn't want to put an open bag in there. As those are, you know, good classic options to drop a massive bag of kitty litter in the back. Which I could always use. As I do have a three-legged friend here that likes to use some litter. Anyway. I've never been real fond of driving in the snow. I'll do it, but, you know, it's, you know, I'd rather just drive. I've done some stupid shit in the snow. Like, my very first car, I had an 87-ish? I think it was an 87. Plymouth Horizon. It was a Plymouth Horizon. I want to say it was 87. 1987. I would have been 6 years old when that car was manufactured. But... I had one of those. I remember one year I had bald ass tires. Didn't have much money. My job was not great. I had worked at Magnet at the time, and they're not known for paying very well. Anyway, it didn't sound like the weather was going to get that bad, or at least that early. It had been warm. It was one of those deals where it had been really warm, and I just didn't think that it was going to happen that fast. I guess, well, I didn't have, this was a long time ago, I didn't have any you know, cell phone at that point in time. This is, you know, like 20 years ago. I just had the old landline. And yeah, I didn't have any real way to find out the weather, other than, you know, I did have a computer. I could go online and check it if I really wanted to. But yeah, I remember watching the weather forecast. I was aware that, like, we were going to possibly get some snow. Didn't think it was going to be much. And I wasn't planning on going anywhere, actually. But my brother was living with me at the time. And he used all the last of the toilet paper. Didn't say anything about it. And I had to, you know, I had to take a shit. And I just, I went outside, or went in the bathroom, not outside. I went in the bathroom and realized, oh, fuck, man, I can't, there was zero toilet paper. And so I then proceeded to go, well, fuck, I guess I got to go to the store. And I think I went to the bank or something first. I don't remember the exact timeline of events or what exact, this was again like 20 years ago. But I just remember going somewhere first and realize, and it just, like, it wasn't too terrible. Like when I went to the bank, and then I started driving, like, I guess after I got out of the bank, it was like, shit was like crazy. And, or maybe I'm confusing two different times together. Not sure. But I just remember there was, at the time, there was a grocery store downtown near where I lived, which in hindsight, should have just fucking tried to walk there. Because, again, I was driving an 87 Plymouth Horizon. I don't think I had anything in the back to, like, weight it down or anything. And I just thought that if I... I didn't think, again, the roads were that bad, but then... and the grocery store was like a, just, you know, less than a mile, probably less than a mile from my place. I would, yeah, I would definitely say it was less than a mile, but I did, there were hills involved in getting there. And I started going down different streets than I wanted to go down, because, again, I had bald ass tires, and there was a, by that point, there was several inches of snow on the ground, and it got a little crazy. It got a little crazy. I did get the toilet paper, and I was able to shit and use the toilet paper. So I achieved the goal. I didn't die. I didn't wreck the car, but I came close to wrecking it. It was a crazy trip. I don't, have that many, you know, crazy trips, I guess, or, but, it was one to where I kind of remember it. Again, this is like 20 fucking years ago. I've come close many a times to having wrecks in the snow, but, and ice, that I somehow managed to get by without doing that. How? I'm not sure. I know that there was probably the time that I don't know how I didn't get into a wreck. There was a moment when I worked at the radio station in Moscow Mills, which is now... it's over in Wentzville now, I think. Last I knew. they had a Christmas party. Was it in, I think it was in St. Charles. Somewhere in St. Charles at this hotel, which it was a crazy Christmas party. There was, like, craziest Christmas party I've ever been to. And I don't think they said we could never come back to that hotel because the shit got a little crazy. There was a rob your neighbor thing. There was a lot of alcohol. We had a lot of alcohol. There was like a full bar at this Christmas party. And there, one of the guests was a machete. And there was an arcade in the room, not in the room, but like, in the area where they were allowing this, I don't remember the name of the hotel, but there was, again, yeah, there was like this fucking, this arcade-ish area, and we were hanging out in this like little, they had, you know, an area for parties, and we just outside that, I guess, was a small arcade. And we after drinking a lot of alcohol, a lot of us were hanging out at the arcade, and there was a machete floating around. I don't remember anything getting cut. No one was hurt. but we did go to, you know, hang out in the arcade area. They had like a little thing for kids. It was like a turtle or something, where there was we kept all like piling, trying to get as many people in that thing as we could. And then there was people climbing on top. Somebody I think climbed on top of the arcade, like above. There was like an area above. I think the machete might have made its way up there. It was pretty crazy, pretty wild. But I remember just driving to that party, and there was a lot of fucking ice as I drove to that, and it was a lot of ice, and I don't remember what road I was on. There was a service road right off the interstate. I don't remember if it was 270. I don't remember what. Or no, it wasn't 270. It was around St. Charles. So I don't remember what highway it was going off of. But there was a service road with a lot of traffic. There was a lot of traffic there. And I made a wrong turn. I think I was going off GPS. I think I had already had GPS at this time. I had a smartphone because I want to say I had like the iPhone 3GS, my first iPhone. And I think I was trying to go off the GPS for that, but it was a little weird. It was the GPS was, you know, wasn't what it is today. And I missed my turn. I fucked up on this turn. I had to turn around, and I decided to turn around these people's driveway, which looked like it was clear when I glanced at it. Again, I was going, you know, on the service road where the speed limit was kind of high. I remember pulling off into this driveway, and it was nothing but a sheet of ice, and it was uphill to go into the driveway, and, you know, back downhill was just the fucking, you know, the service road where there was a lot of traffic, and it was one of the scariest moments I've had while driving. I think I was able to turn my car around somehow and get, like, because again, I had to go up. I think I managed to kind of get up in their driveway, or maybe I just slid right back down. I don't remember how it happened. I think I did turn it around, and then the car started sliding into the service road. I tried pumping the brakes instead of just straight slamming them, and I couldn't get any traction. It just, like, I had decent tires, if I remember correctly. And a Ford Focus at the time, and I just couldn't stop sliding, and I couldn't stop the car at all. Whether I tried pumping them, I tried, I don't remember if I tried going to the grass a little bit. I mean, that's the best way to slow down if you're in a situation like that. Just pull if there's, but I don't think there. I think maybe the grass just was a straight drop off from the driveway. I don't fully remember. I think that's probably why I didn't pull off into the grass at all. but I couldn't stop. And then just like all of a sudden, like right as I'm about to hit a car, I mean, I was within an inch or so of fucking hitting a car, oncoming traffic. Somehow I managed to get the car to stop. And like, it's like time slowed down sort of situations. And I'm like bracing for impact because I'm like, I might be dying here in a second. Which strangely, like, I, you know, my heart rate will go up and everything like that, but I'm able to sort of calm down in those situations, which I guess is why I've been able to like avoid shit like that. Simply because like I've had a few moments where I've slid on ice and had some close calls, but I'm able to still use my brain, not panic to where I can't fucking think straight. And some fucking how, man. I mean, managed to get that car to stop. and then I went to the Christmas party like nothing happened. and they got real drunk. Man, yeah, it was some crazy stuff. Then again, you know, speaking about, you know, possibly, you know, not making it to work on Monday, I know that my road here that I live on is a real steep hill, and I live on the hill, like near the top of the hill, but still on the hill. Like if I pull my car out of my driveway, it's going to be like right on the hill. There's no way for me to get momentum to get up that hill. And I can't just go straight down the hill because it's a dead end. So, like, there's no point in me going there, down there, and then getting some, you know, momentum to get up the hill. There's no good way to get up that if it's just covered in shit. So, like, I made the mistake, you know, a couple of years ago, like 2 years ago, when there was ice. And I was hoping that I couldn't really tell because the ice, like just looking out the window, couldn't really tell how bad the road was. And I could tell nobody on my street had left their house. I should have not. And then, of course, when I opened my garage door, I could tell that there was ice. But, like, they didn't close work. They did not shut work down. And just, I'm, you know, I was like, usually even in ice, somehow I managed to get to work. But that was before living here on this hill. I felt obligated to at least try to go to work because since they weren't shutting work, they made it to where we could come in later. Again, they didn't do anything to our road. And I was the only one, I think, to attempt to try that hill. The guy in the Mini Cooper, which is like beyond stupid, but I tried it anyway, and then I immediately, upon getting out of my driveway, slid all the way down the street. And that was another situation, too, where time kind of slowed down, and my heart rate was going nuts, but I was able to think clearly, thankfully. While I was going down that hill, I was able to steer the car to where I didn't hit magically, because there was cars parked all the way going down the hill, and somehow I managed to steer the car to where I wasn't hitting any of my neighbor's vehicles, which I was very thankful for. I thought for sure, like, oh, this sucks. I'm going to fuck my car up and probably one or two of my neighbor's cars. And somehow I was dumb enough to actually, you know, go drive out on the ice, but I was able, I don't know, smart enough, lucky enough to avoid hitting any of my neighbor's vehicles magically. And then, of course, when I got to the bottom of the hill, I pulled the car where the street ends. I was able to, like, just pull it off and hit the grass a little bit, and the grass gave me the traction enough to be able to really stop the car. Oh, man. That was a moment of, like, okay, that's because, you know, I live so close. I live less than 2 miles to work. Like, it seems that, you know, I should theoretically be able to, you know, get to work almost regardless of the weather. However, this was not the case that day. Is I was just like, all right, we're calling in. And so I called in that day. I was quite thankful that it was a good day, other than, you know, having to get my car out later. I just left it down the hill. I remember I left it parked at the bottom of the hill, and then I proceeded to walk up the hill, which was dangerous enough. I was able to at least walk in the grass going up the hill. I was smart enough to do that, and so I'd have enough traction to, like, walk. The street was just nothing but sheet of ice. So, but then I had to cross the street because the grass, the only way for me to walk in the grass is to walk on the opposite side of where my house is. And cause otherwise I'd be walking in people's driveways, which were nothing but sheet of ice. So I'm like, I didn't want to do that. So I walked in the grass on the opposite side of the road, and then I had to cross the street to get back to my driveway. And then I started to fall, and then I just ended up just, like, laying on the ground and, like, dragging myself as I sort of caught myself from falling. I kind of fell / I don't remember. It was, like, some crazy stuff. And I think there was neighbors just watching me do the whole thing too. Like, look at this fucking idiot. As, That was another good classic wintertime moment. As don't want to repeat that. So my point is, if it sounds like it's still going to be complete shit on Monday, and my job, I don't know that they've ever really closed because of the weather. they've again, like that one day where we had nothing but ice, they didn't close, but you could come in like 2 hours later and not have it count against you. And I did leave later that day for, which I guess the whole plant opened later, and still, you know, they didn't do anything to my road. So, not going to attempt that again. If there's ice, man, I am just not going to attempt it. Looks like it's just going to be a fuck ton of snow this time around. Hopefully it's just that. There's possibility that there could be a mixture of sleet in there. And, yeah, we'll see what happens. But if it's bad, I'm going to say fuck it. I'm not going to attempt wrecking my car. I can't afford a new vehicle, so it's going to be what it is. I've got sick time, and if, you know, it's more than one day I have to take, I can take a point. I've got perfect attendance going on currently, so I should be fine. To be able to absorb that. I guess time will tell. I'm not really looking forward to the cleaning the snow up, though. That is just, I mean, we're looking at it way below freezing by the time I'm going to go out there. apparently my sister is stuck in Dallas. That's not good. It's supposed to get bad there. Imagine she's going to be staying there a while. Hopefully her job pays for that. Anyway, I'm trying to remember if there's anything else I remember from like years past doing anything crazy. Most of the time I've been fairly lucky with the ice. Well, I mean, I have been, I haven't really gotten any real, when I did slide all the way down the road here, I did hit the tree. Like, when I say I hit the tree, I hit like a branch, and it like just barely. But it didn't even look like it really even scratched up my car much. I mean, it just kind of smacked it. It was like right when I was able to stop my car. So it was like going very slow by that point. So I got pretty lucky with that. But that was another thing too. Like when I did slide down that, I was like, I think I'm going to hit that tree. But thankfully, when I started to hit the grass, there was enough traction to prevent me from really hitting the tree. Whereas I just kind of just lightly brushed some of the branches. As anyway, yeah, that's I do remember though as a kid, I loved this shit. If there was this much snow coming, one, I loved missing school. So if there was a snow day, I was all on board. There was times I remember having homework due, and I was like, fuck this, like, please just be snow. And I just would skip on the homework and hope like hell that we didn't have school the next day. And plenty of times that burnt me as, I loved going out and sledding, and I would go out there, you know, for a couple of hours in the snow. I loved the cold. This is before I had, I have issues now, or though maybe I did. I don't think I had problems until I was really an adult. But I have psoriasis, which caused a lot of dry skin. I think it's mainly running the heat, and I run a humidifier now, which does help with it, but I get really dry skin. It's mainly on my hands, and they crack open and bleed. And so, you have to rock the lotion. When it gets severely bad, I will take like Vaseline, coat my hands in Vaseline, and cover them with socks when I sleep, which does help a lot, but it's, you know, I don't particularly like having my hands covered in Vaseline and having to cover them in socks. I'll wake up and, you know, the socks will be gone. Like, oh, God damn it. And then, you know, I'll have Vaseline on shit. And now that I have the cat, there's, you know, he sleeps with me all the time, and I don't want to end up, you know, getting Vaseline on the cat. I did have an incident the other night with Fox, which I've done this before. It rarely ever happens, but I don't know what the fuck I was dreaming, but like in my sleep, like he likes to lay on like on top of my legs and kind of like in between them. I think mainly too, cause you know, he's missing the one leg and all, but it helps like, you know, balance him and he gets the body warmth for me. And, I woke up to me like squeezing him with my legs. I'm hoping it wasn't very long. I'm hoping I woke up right away. He wasn't freaking out too bad. So, like, I got some strong legs, especially for a cat, you know. I'm sure he was panicked, like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I'm just squeezing him with my legs and, like, oh, what the hell? Like, I don't know what. Dude, I don't know. I woke up and I felt really bad about it. And he was really excited to see me, I guess, wake up. I don't think it happened for very long. I think had it happened for very long, I would have, you know, he would have like bit me or something and like really been freaking out. But he didn't. He didn't claw me or bite me, so I must not have done it real long. But I was just started like squeezing him with my legs. Like, what the fuck? I wake up like, what the hell? Like, I must have been dreaming that something else was happening and like just like, I don't know. But I don't know what happens to my body once I'm out. But yeah, he woke up. He was very affectionate to me after that, and like he was probably scared that, you know, I was like wanting to hurt him or something. I don't know, but like that was not a great thing to wake up to. I felt really terrible about it. But I made it up to him. I don't know how that happened. A lot of times when I sleep, I'll take this little comforter I have, which I have like I have under my legs, and then if most of the time I'm sleeping on my back, but sometimes I have to roll over, go on the side, and if I go on the side, I'll put that comforter on the side of my bed / couch, and put it away from me to where like he can lay right next to me, and I think he especially likes that after laid on it for a while, so it's nice and warm. So then he'll lay out there. So that's more safer for him. A lot of nights he just ends up laying right there next to me, because it seems like more and more I got to lay on my side. I don't know. I go through periods to where it's just sometimes it's risky to lay on my side because it can be. I have issues with my arms from constantly lifting stuff at work, and. Sleeping on my side can not be good. I can wake up and my arm is just in just complete pain and just locked up. It's no bueno. I'm looking at the prices of fucking RAM and shit right now. It's still just, I mean, the shit's going insane. This is AI shit. The data centers stealing all the RAM and driving the price through the roof. It's fucking insane how much this stuff has gone up in price. And not only RAM, but like hard drives are going up as well. It's like, son of a bitch. It's just insane. Like, this same stuff, like 5-6 months ago, was like a quarter of the cost. It is so insane to me how much this shit costs. But it does make me kind of think that I do have I have two older towers that I have, you know, RAM in that I can't use with the RAM I have in this computer, because you can't like mix and match RAM. Like there's an art to it, I guess. Like you got to be really careful mixing that stuff. Mainly you just want it to err on the side of caution and just go with the same stuff. But I don't especially think you can mix like DDR4 with DDR5. Like there's some stuff you can that will work together, but it's just best to grab, you know, all the same shit. So I can't really mix and match and grab the stuff out of my older systems and put it in this current one. But nowadays, since like it's hard for an ordinary consumer to get their hands on RAM as it's going through the roof in costs. Because they're using so much of it to create these data centers. Just fucking insane amounts. And so even the older RAM, the slower RAM, is just going through the roof in price. But it is a little tempting for me because I haven't priced it to see what my old RAM costs. But I would imagine, like, because I had some nicer DDR4 RAM in my previous tower. It's got some pretty high speeds for being DDR4. And I'm thinking it could go for at least a couple hundred bucks at this point. But if I wait several more months, it could be worth several grand. It's fucking insane how fast this shit's going up in price. Makes it impossible for people to buy PCs now because, RAM is a crucial part to having a fucking PC. But of course, it's also driving up because they use the same components to make the shit that they're putting in console systems as well. So I mean, if you want to play video games and stuff, like, the consoles are going to go through the roof in price as well, as they've already, seen jumps in price due to tariffs and what have you. Now, damn, this fucking... I'm just wondering, like, how much, like, I want to kind of price that RAM in my old PC and, some of the other parts that now are just through the roof in costs. It is tempting to, like, part out my old PCs, but, since it's so hard to get your hands on this RAM and stuff, I'm thinking I'm better just to not get rid of it. Because I could turn those towers into, other computers, just like, because I would have to put some other, like, one of my old hard drives back into it or something to be able to actually use it again. But I could do that, at least with my last tower, and use it just for, like, recording and whatnot, which I've thought about doing, to put in the other room where I have all my guitars. And have, like, stuff set up in there. If I were to, podcast in there, I'd have a PC just set up in there, ready to roll. I do have another monitor I could put up. But, I don't know. I don't know if it's I'd be using it enough to really make that worthwhile. I have a laptop I can do that with. I don't necessarily need a tower for that. but it's nice to know I have that option. Or if, I would ever actually get into... I've briefly attempted to do some streaming on, like, Twitch and stuff. And, if I were to attempt to do that again, it would be, I guess, beneficial for me to have another tower set up just to stream stuff. But I don't think... I mean, maybe I could get that last tower to stream, decently, and then to be able to play it, because I think it would be better to have one to, like, stream the content, whereas the, connect to the other system to where that's the one, like, playing the games and what have you. But I could just do that with, like, PS5. The PS5 I can hook up to my PC and then stream shit from the PC, my main PC here, my newer one. Which would seem like the better option if I was ever to get back into streaming. So I don't think I would really need another tower. You never know. I might need another tower. the rate things are going, like, the prices on this stuff are going to be just through the roof. As I don't think it's going to be funny because, like, nobody's going to be able to afford, like, electronics anymore. Even the stuff that goes in phones, a lot of the stuff, the same components that they're using in the stuff, and they're driving up the prices of this shit. So you're going to have to take, like, a mortgage out for a phone eventually, and that's going to be the only electronics people can have, is just, like, having a phone. Like, I got my car payment, I got my mortgage payment, and my phone payment, the biggest one, is a $200,000 phone. And it better be good for the next 30 years. of course, they got the 50-year mortgages out now, so you can have a 50-year mortgage on your home, a 30-year loan for your phone. And, that's hopefully that phone is good enough for you. And hopefully we never, you know, get an instance where there's a large EMP that takes out all the electricity, because then you're just kind of fucked. As everything we do is online nowadays, and it wouldn't really take much to take everything offline. And we would completely be fucked. You know, our bank accounts are basically ones and zeros at this point. And, yeah, and, oh, anyway. Just a lot of fun stuff that could possibly happen, just to add to the amazing time we're having in this world right now. Just the just bunch of awesomeness. As the thought of, man, going outside just sounds terrible. I want to go and look and see, which I'm going to pause for a second just to get an update, even though, you know, I'm going to basically upload this in like 24 hours. So by the time I update, you know, post this, this is going to be out of date. I'm curious to how outside looks. I'm going to pause this. As, can't find my mouse. There it is. Okay, currently, yeah, my road is pretty much completely covered. You can barely tell that there's even a road there, as there's enough snow to go over the road. Fifth Street, which is my road connects to, looks like they have had some trucks go through there. It's not completely clear, but there's definitely snow on it, but it's not completely covered like my road is. The road I live on, Birchwood Court, is pretty well covered. I can tell that people have driven up and down the street, but it doesn't look like it's been plowed at all. Because you can see some indentions under the massive amount of snow that is currently out there. And yeah, my driveway is completely covered. Somebody had turned around in my driveway this morning. I could tell by, you know, there was some tire tracks earlier, but you can't really see that now, which I was like, damn it. I was kind of sad. And somebody went through my driveway, because that means they're gonna, like, push that down. Could mean there's patches of ice underneath there. Like, son of a bitch. You know, that's why I, you know, shovel my driveway before I drive through it. I was kind of saddened by that. Anyway, but I don't, you know, it's look all straight snow. I haven't come across any ice as of yet. So we're pretty lucky there. I imagine we'll be seeing, you know, a lot more of this shit within the next 2 days, basically. Hopefully Monday it clears up somewhat. I think Monday is supposed to be slightly warmer. Or no, Tuesday. Maybe Tuesday is the warmer day. It's going to be a while before it gets above freezing again, so it's going to be shitty out for quite some time. Anyway, I feel like there was... Yeah, there was probably other things I left out that I was going to talk about that I don't really recall. I did finish the story in Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I know I've been talking about that the last few weeks. So I got the ending to that. Haven't completed, you know, everything that there is in the game. There's a lot. I beat, you know, some of the extra bosses you can fight. Not all of them. I haven't gone through the hard mode. I got my characters built up enough. I could do that. I'll do that eventually. But you know, I'm getting close to wrapping that game up. Spoiler alert: they do kill Aerith. I figured that happened at the end of this game because that's what happened in the original. But it's kind of weird in the story how they did that, because they have Sephiroth kills her, which. I thought maybe this time Cloud was going to kill her. It did seem that way, but Sephiroth killed her, but then Cloud is still seeing her. Like, she is alive. I was a little confused. You have a fight, like, one of the... With the story battles, like, the final fight, you and Aerith, after she's been killed, take on Sephiroth. I was a little confused by that. I was like, is she part of... It's the live stream stuff. I'm not sure exactly what's going on here. But then Cloud continues to see her after her and talk to her like she's alive. But then the rest of the characters can't see her, clearly. But I'm like also wondering, like, because it's famously Cloud is just, you know, basically seeing shit, tripping all the time. And he's fucked up because of the Mako stuff that's in his body and that he's connected. He's got those Genova cells like Sephiroth does. Just not full. He's just had a little bit of it, whereas Sephiroth is, you know, he was completely made of that shit. anyway, you know, it was, as a fan of the original Final Fantasy VII, you know, I did going through it. I don't think it ruins the original game. If I want that original game experience, which I probably will at some point, I will go back to and play the original game, as it's just fucking phenomenal game. Love that game so much. But I'm ready now that I've gone through the story. I just need to go through some crazy, insane boss fights to really like get the full experience, I think, of playing the game. But I'm ready for the last of that trilogy, of the remake trilogy, which should come out. I think it's next year that's coming out. But yeah, that's really all I've got. I'm going to go play some guitar, maybe eat some more, and stay warm. Is again, not going outside, not doing any running. I'm not running in this shit. So as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.